Currently having like the worst white noise issues right now, but simply I don't mind anymore. I hope you don't mind too. Hey, I know it's been a month. I'm really sorry. I sound so demotivated. Oh shit, I'm so close to the mic. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I sound so demotivated. I shouldn't laugh into the mic. It will make a very, very bad sound. Very bad sound. Okay, as you know from the title, this is about to be a very, a little bit, a little bit depressing. So viewers, this, wait, what is that word again? Discre, okay, TW, I guess. Drinking water. It just me, or does everybody else just choke on water? Just drinking plain water and choke on it. That happens to me like a lot of times, and I don't know why. Maybe I have a small throat. Okay, maybe I should start, right? Hey, sorry for, I've been away for a while. I've been back on Instagram though. Like, I got back on it. And, you know, the funny thing is, I don't really feel as awful as I did before when I opened my Instagram account back, activating them back. It doesn't feel as shitty as before. I think maybe because I am quite enjoying the social media life. I mean, at some point I should, you know, because being in a generation that glamorizes on that. So yeah, I'm back on Instagram. I think I want to go disappear again because there is absolutely something wrong with me. Okay, I want to start this episode by admitting and understanding, and I want to declare to the people that are listening, that are still listening. I don't know if people are still listening to my podcast or not, but it's very fun to make, so I don't really mind. But if you do, if you stick around this long from the start, I really truly love you, and I hope you have a good time listening to my podcast. So, yeah, I just want to clarify if some of you guys don't know. I am not okay. I am No, hear me out. Okay? I'm just generally a not okay person. And I don't want to label it as anything. I just want to say that I get depressive a lot of time, anxious over small things, and I fall into habits that I thought I moved on from time to time, and my mood changes very easily, and I get demotivated very easily, and I get giddy and proactive very easily. So I'm just very confused. Like, you're confused, I'm confused too about myself. And but lately, it's been the worst, I think. I've never really seen or realized that I am not entirely okay. I mean, nobody is, obviously, but all the time I don't think I'm okay. And this revelation started when I had a kind of epiphany or something like that about my whole existence. I'm gonna share it with you guys, and it's been very life-changing, both in good and bad ways. And you know, I'm just warning you guys, maybe it could change the way you think about your life too. So my dad has been saying that we are only souls in this world, obviously. So that caught me, like, thinking, I am just a soul. So this face and this body that I have, this vessel that I'm living in, is not mine, you know? So, like, wrapping my head around that fact just completely changed the way that I live my life and how I think of things. Because, like, I'm just, like, contemplating whether to entirely take care of myself or not, because this is not even me. I'm just a soul living in this body that, in this face that is not mine, and this gender that I don't think is mine. And I just, like, I had a full-on existential crisis, and I just feel like, I'm just a soul. What am I doing with this life that I have if it's not even mine, and my whole purpose is just to feed my soul in this life? And basically, after all of that, I just felt so meaningless, like my whole existence is just propaganda or freak show or something. And I just, and after that, it started why am I so bad with my vocabs lately? Deteriorating? Is that it? I'm so bad. Oh my god. Yeah, after that, it went downhill. I've been living in this mess of a bedroom for weeks. Like, it's so messy. I'm just looking around in my bedroom. Like, it's so bad. And I'm just like, oh my god, this is not me. Then I just think, like, this is not you, but who are you, you know? You don't know, I don't know, you know? I just had, like, a deep conversation with myself, because knowing me, I don't tell things to people's, because I don't wanna, you know, burden them with my stupid little problems and my revelations and my bullshitness, and just make them feel like shit for being friends with me or something like that. I know that's a problem. That is such a problem, and I need people to hang on to. Not hang on to, like, talk to, have conversations with, have mutual understandings with. And of course I do have that, but not deeply, not in a wholesome way. And I think in my definition that it is not that bad to have that kind of connection. Yeah. So, you know, it just, all my life, you know, at that moment, I just think, what the fuck just happened? Sorry, I touched the wires and it went batshit crazy. Okay, I just think that it's meaningless, because I don't even know who I am. And is there even, I mean, I don't own this body or this face or this voice that you're listening to. So, because I am just a soul in a vessel, and everybody else is too. This is a bad side effect of all this, you know, revelations and stuff. The good part is that my views on other people has completely changed. So, because a person does not possess all the face and the body and, you know, everything physical that they have, and because they're just like us, they're just a soul in a vessel, I just think that way, like, you know, when I talk to someone, I want to connect with their soul, because we are both actually souls, and I don't want to get mesmerized by how they look like physically. So when I see an attractive person, and of course I'm attracted to them, but the second thought that I would think of is, that's not them, you know? If I really want to know them, if I really want to be attracted to them or like them, I have to talk to them. And if our soul resonates, then you're the shit, you know? And it just kind of ended every insecurities. Not really, just like a few insecurities of mine of being imperfect in so many ways. And when I see someone that I don't think is conventionally attractive, I just think, that's not them. That's not them. I just keep it in my mind. That's not them. If I want to know them, I have to talk to them, and then I get to know their soul. Then I can decide if they're attractive or not. And because I am just a person. So before I had this revelations and such, I view people physically, obviously. Like, I wouldn't really approach people that I don't find attractive. I think this is a universal thing. Like, I would want to be friends with someone who is conventionally attractive, or like just attractive, or whatever, something like that. But now it's like, it doesn't matter if you look like a freaking Victoria's Secret model, but you're attitude, your soul sucks, then what is the point, you know? So I don't view people physically anymore, just physically, because we're just the body. So I think that's like the biggest pros on all this mind-bending fact that I just thought of a few weeks ago, I think. Yeah. So I think like maybe I want to share this semi good, semi bad, bittersweet fact to you all, so maybe you can change your perspectives on yourself and your life and rethink about your life choices and how you approach people and how you talk to yourself and how you treat yourself and something like that. Because this is not something that is easily accommodated, you know? It doesn't come to me just like that. It needs its own journey, and I want you to have to go through this journey with me so you don't feel so alone and I don't feel so alone. So yeah, that's basically what I've been living with the past weeks. And after knowing that, I just kind of felt very demotivated, and I've been super lazy about everything because like because I just kept thinking, what is the point of this life if I'm just gonna die a soul and my accomplishments and my successes is nothing but mere physical issue that I had in this earth, you know? Yeah, I'm a spiritual girl now. I collect stones and rocks and quartz and stuff, you know? I study astrology and stuff. Kidding. Okay, that was a joke. Anyways, so Heartstopper. I really wanted to talk about it because I watched it like 5 times, no skips, like 5 times. And I don't know if that's a problem or not. And I don't know if other people feel the same way. But it just like, it's bittersweet, okay? Like it makes me feel stuff, not because of the gay content on. Oh my gosh, shit, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't laugh at into the mic. You guys are gonna get, what is that called again? Ear raped. Yeah. So yeah, I've watched it like 5 times because I just want to feel something, you know? And every time I watch it, it just, the first time that I watched it, it made me absolutely cry because like this kind of love, I don't think I will ever accomplish, you know? That's the first thought. Secondly, I like how light it is, how loving and warming, and the friendship and the relationships and the everything about it, the scenes and the people, the characters, the storyline. It's just amazing. And I just, if life were that simple, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's so heartwarming. And I just, I don't know, it completes something in my life, in my soul that I don't have, and I just kept rewatching it because it just makes me feel happy, and it makes me see, feel super sad at the same time. It's not entirely a bad thing. I think being bittersweet is probably an imperfectly perfect reaction to life, and I just, it should be more glamorized. So yeah, I've watched it like 5 times and I feel like I'm gonna still watch it. And that's just like, I just started watching it that last week, and after that I just watched like 5 times, which is bad. You know when people say that when you're rewatching the same stuff, you're a person that can't handle change or something like that. Okay, maybe that's true. What am I supposed to do with it? Okay. And when I'm watching that, I just feel sort of empty at the same time. So, you know, you guys knew me as an ENFP, right? And then I did my quiz again, you know, the MBTI. And then I got like the architect type. I think it's that INTP something. I don't know. I don't remember. And I just like, oh my God, this is the complete opposite of me. And you know, before I did get it once, you know, the architect type. And you know, I start searching like, can your personality change and stuff? And it says that it can't. And I just like, okay, what is happening right now? Because I feel like a completely different person right now after all the information that I've gained and all the life-changing experiences that I've experienced in my life for the past weeks. And I just really started contemplating over who I am as a person and what is my entire purpose and stuff. I think like obviously people think about that like all the time, and but now it's just like really, really, really bad. And I just hate the fact that I can't really entirely tell people because people hate it when you're messed up, you know? Given me as an example, I when people tell me their problems, even the like easily accessible and easily modified or completed, how do I say this? Problems that you can solve very easily, and they tell me those problems, and I just like, you can't figure this out yourself. Like, why do I need to figure this out for you? And you know, of course, maybe they just want me to listen and stuff, but it's clear that they wanted my help throughout like some stuff about their issues, and I don't want to interfere that because it's their life. I'm just giving advices. I'm not telling them to how to completely get a solution out of it because it's their life and it's their choice to whatever. So I was just there being a friend, and some people are just messed up, okay? In a way that it made me feel bad about them and about myself. I don't know. I don't know if anybody feels the same way, but if you do, you're not alone. I'm here too. I'm completely messed up too. So, I don't like sharing things with people because people will view me like, oh my, she's so messed up. It's so annoying, you know? And I just like, I know. I get it. I get it. I need help, but I most of the time I don't know how. And the only thing that I can do is just tell you what I'm going through. Maybe put some sarcasm or something like that to make it seem lighter, but it isn't. It isn't light. It isn't a light issue. I'm messed up, and it's something that people don't like. And people don't like that. Being messed up, being messy, not being put together. People don't like that. People like people that are well organized, making lists, you know, who I wanted to be, but entirely in my soul, I am not as that kind of person. I mean, I pretend to, but most of the time it doesn't really work. So yeah, people don't like messy or, you know. The sounds of birds, you know, messy and stuff. And I just like, I resemble that. I am a messy and messed up and a lazy and demotivated person. And I know it's like, you shouldn't say those things about yourself, blah, blah, blah. But it's But I never want to admit it until now, because you need to keep a conscious mind of being the person that you want to be most of the time. And I don't want to pretend that I'm not completely messed up. I just want to tell people that I'm messed up. And it's fine telling people that care and to get help along the way. I'm still trying to figure that out. So, like, I don't share being messed up, being sad, being depressive or anxious to people because people don't like it. People don't like all of that. So, most of the time, I just feel so alone because I don't tell people stuff, and I just feel like, you know, I'm just like contemplating one of my existence and stuff, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, stuff like that. So that's all from Heartstopper. Literally, it made me so sad and so happy at the same time. I love the storyline and the relationship Nick and Charlie has. They're really cute. Yeah. And I listened to the playlist, the Heartstopper playlist on Spotify repeatedly, okay? Especially, like, that song, Why Am I Like This? It made me feel a lot of things, like, staring out into nothingness kind of thing, you know? It makes me feel so empty but so full at the same time. It's just, like, I sound so poetic. I'm so poetic. Oh, come on. Okay. Next is I want to talk about... I went to my first concert yesterday. Musical concert. It was Luna Dira. I loved her since her SoundCloud days, you know. So I was so excited to meet her yesterday. And she was amazing. She was really good and really pretty. So yeah, I went to my first concert. And, you know, it was a small concert. There's not many people. And the opening acts were this DJ, you know. He was like playing tunes and stuff. And it was like an opening act before Luna Dira starts the show that I came to watch. So this DJ, he was playing like very, very loud music. Obviously, I mean, it's a concert, right? I've never been to one, okay? So I don't know that it would be that way. So I was standing there, my feet in my boots, it really hurt, like, and my friends were like next to me and stuff. And when the music was playing so loudly, it just vibrates throughout my whole body, like from my toes to my head. It just like pounded in my heart, and I just feel like I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. And I was like, I was having a full on anxiety attack, and I just like I wanted to get out of there. Like, my head was just saying, like, dude, this is not for you. Like, you're not mentally okay for this. And I know that. So, mainly because I don't enjoy what the DJ was put up with. It wasn't really great. I don't know. I've never had that kind of environment. So, it's just, like, really odd for me. So all of that, like screaming, like dancing, people bouncing up and down. I was just sitting there with my arms crossed, and I just like, I want to get out of here. I don't like concerts. I don't like this. I don't like this. And I see my friends like jamming to it, you know, just vibing to the whole scene and stuff. And I feel like, why am I not like them? Like, why am I not enjoying this as much as they do? And I just kept thinking, like, this is all my mindset. This is all my doing. I feel like I feel this way. And then the DJ, like, played the song that I know. I think it's like a 2000 song. And then I started singing a little bit. And then I started following what my friends were doing. And then suddenly I'm kind of fine. I mean, this is just my opinion, okay? Like, you don't have to take anything from it. Obviously, I just want to you guys to listen that it's all in my head, you know? Being anxious. I mean, I think I do have anxiety sometimes, but when I don't completely think about it and just live in the moment, I don't feel as awful as a person, as a mentally ill person, as much, you know? I just don't think about it. I was just dancing and stuff, just enjoying myself. And because I paid for the concert and I just like, I want to enjoy it. So why am I standing here, crossing my arms, being cross at everything, when I can just swipe away the feeling, maybe feel it later or something, which is toxic, don't do that. And just vibe with my friends and stuff, with the whole scene. And it's not as awful as I thought it would be. I was enjoying myself. It was a great experience, and I don't think I like or dislike anything. I think I'm pretty okay with everything. And I just, sometimes it could be overwhelming, but most of the time you could analyze the feeling, the whole scene, and take the good parts of it. Maybe you put it aside for a while and just think that, well, I'm not gonna live long, so why am I doing something that I won't even remember the next 10 years or something like that, you know? So I was just enjoying myself. It was my first concert, and I had such a great time, and I met so many great people. And I think I'm fine with concerts. I think I'm fine with public spaces if I don't completely think about it and I don't feel shitty. Most of the time, I just, when I go out and spend time with people, or you know, go to events and stuff, I just feel so shitty when I get home or during the moment. So why am I doing that? You know, I just kept thinking like, I don't, I can choose not to feel a something, you know. But of course, this is not a short-term problem. It could be living in my veins and for a long time, and obviously I need to get some help about it, and advices from people that that care about me, or that their opinions matter to me, or that I care about and stuff like that. And I just, sometimes they're all kind of in your head, you know? So I just kept thinking about that. It's all just your mindset on things, you know? It's like a fight or flight situation. It's all in your head to decide what to do. Should you fight or flight? You know? Stuff like that. It's not just fight or flight. It could be anything. So, yeah. I guess that's all the revelations that I had for the past weeks. And I just wanna say to you guys, like, thank you for staying this long for me, for those who do. And for those that have left, I'm sorry to see you go. Really happy that you actually enjoyed or took your time to listen to me talk and stuff. Yeah, and I just want to say that I am going to be away for a while. I know it's very awful of me to not tell you guys that I'm going away the past episodes, and I just, right now, I do want to tell you guys things because I don't want to be a shitty person, okay? You guys are people too, listening to my podcast and stuff. I'll be away for a while because I need to get my shit together. I know, like, it's not really completely necessary, but I want to take a lot of time for myself and get into habits that makes me feel, that makes it, that resonates with my soul and makes me feel like a good person for myself, obviously. I hope you guys have a great day, and please do try new things and don't get too stuck up in your head. I know it's like, it sounds easy to do, but maybe you should try. Thank you for listening for this episode, and I'll see you guys in a few weeks, okay? See, I'm telling you stuff now. I think we're buddies now, okay? We're besties. Okay, that's all. Bye. Have a great day. Have a great day, and listen to my other episodes. Okay, bye.